This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 494 for Wednesday, July 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on Wednesday despite losses in comparable oils. The November canola contract gained $6.80 at $830.80 per ton, and the January contract rises $6.60 at $833.10 per ton. A trader suggests the spreaders are behind the latest increases in canola as they sell their soy oil to buy the Canadian oilseed. He believes this could go on for at least the next few days, maybe longer. The trader also says rain on the prairies during the last 7 days is benefiting canola and other crops, although some areas of the region haven't received much, if any, rain, while other parts have had too much. There are sharp losses in Chicago soy oil, along with more modest decreases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Chicago soybeans are mixed, while soy meal is pushing higher. Global crude oil prices are down slightly, putting some pressure on the vegetable oils. Among the many changes to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's cabinet today, Lawrence McAuley returns as Agriculture Minister, with Marie-Claude Bibeau becoming Revenue Minister. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Wednesday afternoon. The loonie falls to 75.59 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 75.92. The United States Department of Agriculture reports 2 private sales of new crop soybeans, both to unknown destinations. One is for 272,000 tons, and the other is for 229,000 tons. Day 1 of the North Dakota Wheat Tour finds yield estimates are 48.1 bushels per acre, down from last year's 48.9. The tour continues through North Dakota today, with the final estimates to be released on Thursday. Ag Rural says the second Brazil corn harvest is nearly halfway finished. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mixed on Wednesday. The November contract is unchanged at $14.20 per bushel. September soy oil falls 1.51 cents at 66.97 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal advances $8.30 at $444.60 per short ton. Corn is weaker as its September contract falls 17 cents at $5.40 per bushel. Oats are weaker as well, with its September contract down 13 cents at $4.27. The U.S. wheat complex falls hard, with Chicago September giving up 40 cents at $7.20. Kansas City September tumbles 47.5 cents at $8.65. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September retreats 38 cents at $8.94. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 26th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.